Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here, already in the third and final hour of this Wednesday edition. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, shortwave internet, the listeners, everybody, for the great work you're doing spreading the word. We're talking to Pastor David J. Smith from Waxahachie, Texas, with Newswatch Magazine. If you're calling to get your free year subscription to his full-color, well-documented, 24-year in publication, Newswatch Magazine, free year subscription, the phones are busy, just call back later. 800-516-8736. We'll give that out again later. I know we got loaded phones, and we're just talking about such serious issues. We haven't gotten to a lot of the calls. We're going to do that now for the next 20 minutes. And the pastor's got to leave us, and I'll get into this huge stack of news. Let's go ahead and real quickly, Steve, you were asking a question. Finish it up. Go ahead.
Okay, one question I have, Alex, it's kind of something about younger people. Do you really believe it's worth saving for the next 30 years to have mutual funds in retirement? And isn't it true that it would probably be better off to stock up on clean water and rations? I mean, honestly, the next 30 years, that's about how long I have for retirement. I'm wondering.
You know what I think? I think having real friends and family is worth more than all the gold in the hills.
Right.
I think having firearms and being willing to defend your family and being proficient,
right,
and being committed is more valuable. Being out of debt, being in a at least semi-rural area,
right,
and educating others. But I'm not going to advise you on investments.
No, I'm not saying like investments, but I'm talking about food rations.
No. I mean, I understand, but I tell you what. Let's get a comment on this from Pastor Smith. Pastor Smith.
Well, it's always wise to beware of any circumstance, and there's nothing wrong with water. There's nothing wrong with being prepared for things. But I would not be so overly prepared that I forget that I have to work to feed myself and that type thing. You have to go on no matter what the circumstance is. But
yeah, we have to occupy.
An emergency is fine.
Absolutely. We've got to occupy. We've got to be involved in our communities.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate it, Steve. Let's talk to Bert in Louisiana. Bert, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, the man from Kentucky, I see that the government, the state of Kentucky, setting that man up. I see their cards already.
Okay, let me tell Pastor Smith about this, and I've confirmed it. I have the news articles. I've talked to the public officials. He gave a police officer a copy of Ron Paul giving his neocon speech, and he gave him a copy of Road to Tyranny. The cop the next day pulled him over, arrested him, and they're going ahead trying to put him in jail for a year, calling the videos a terroristic threat. And they're trying to make him plea bargain, and this just shows how nuts these people are. Pastor Smith, you got any comments on that?
Well, this is exactly what's going to happen eventually. I've said since the mid-1980s, when the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations was accepted, that one day they're going to use everything that Christians state and produce as a witness against them, and we will be accused of being the terrorist.
By the way, in Pennsylvania, Governor Mark Swiker, the Republican, came out and said, preachers can't read any anti-homosexual passages from the Bible, or you'll be liable, could be arrested. That's the Associated Press. Pastor, comments?
Well, I guess I'm going to be arrested real soon then, because we've got a radio program going out calling it what it is.
So this is the point. I mean, folks, they haven't brainwashed all the police. What would you say to police officers out there who are being brainwashed that the founding fathers are evil and all this other garbage?
Well, first of all, they need to read the Constitution, and most of them don't even know anything about the Constitution. It's just been eliminated from the mind of the people, basically. And if they're going to have any opportunity whatsoever, they're going to have to do some research. But people are lazy nowadays. They don't want to go out and spend the time to research and find out if something is the truth or not. And that's a problem with police officers, too. And they just have a job. They may have families. They have to feed them. That's the excuse that I get all the time when I send our magazine to sheriffs.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more calls. Everybody stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want everyone to know that I've received hundreds of emails and faxes and multiple calls on the air, almost what every day the last few weeks, of people saying, I was in the Army, I was in the Marine Corps, I heard you say that we were taking questionnaires, would we fire on Americans? And I didn't believe it, but now I was just given the questionnaire. Will I fire on Americans? Will I confiscate their guns? And are you in control under a crisis? Or I thought you were nuts, but you know they came into our police station and said the founding fathers are terrorists, Christians are all terrorists, maybe working with Al-Qaeda, homeschoolers are bad. Folks, when I say it, it's because I have boxes full of government documents, public FBI documents, video shot, you know, 3-4 years ago in Kansas City of FEMA preaching it and teaching it. I mean, sitting there saying all founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians are enemies of the federal government. I mean, that's stuff that came out of Lenin's mouth. But we have it on video. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy when I say it. Law Enforcement Technology Magazine 3 years ago said, if you see somebody with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and arrest them. Police chiefs, find something to put on these people. They actually talk about framing people in major magazines. Torture's good. All of this. And I want people to know that you know, a lot of cops aren't buying this, but some through peer pressure are, because we're not speaking out. Pastor Smith, this is a massive brainwashing campaign, is it not?
Absolutely it is. And something that happened back in 1985 and 6 when we accepted the Genocide Convention Treaty, then it became we had to pass laws. in every one of our 50 states to coincide with the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty. And so as a result, we have hate crime laws now. So this man in Kentucky you were talking about, showing Ron Paul's material and your video, that means that he is causing or possibly could cause someone mental harm. That's inside the Genocide Convention Treaty. It's not, has nothing to do with liquidating whole segments of populations like Russia did.
Well, yeah, it's all a nice sounding term, but that's, look, a smoking bans in cities or zoning. It's all international treaties. We have an international treaty through UNESCO to drug test all the youth. Bush signs back on, announces we're going to drug test everybody. You know, all guilty until proven innocent. Suddenly it's announced. I mean, this is all under treaties. The Supreme Court said three times last year, we follow the UN's orders.
So we're not a sovereign nation anymore. It's just a matter of when.
You know, I don't think people realize, Pastor, how late in the game it already is.
Well, the New Agers said that they wanted to have everything set in order shortly before or after what is termed the Age of Aquarius. Now, from what I understand, we're right around that time period. I'm not sure of the exact time.
Well, they say they're 4 years ahead, and they say Age of Aquarius was in 2001.
Okay. So anyway, we're very close to it, and we can see it because they're accumulating to themselves monopolies. They're outsourcing. They're doing what they're said. We're back in the Council on Foreign Relations paper number 7 years ago, how that Americans were going to have a lower standard of living. They would have to redistribute the wealth to other countries. They're doing it. That's pure Marxism.
And Bush says he's going to accelerate getting rid of the jobs. He says it's good. That's his official report 3 weeks ago.
Well, that tells you he's a part of it, up to his eyeballs. The entire New World Order is within grasp, I would say within years. Not centuries, not decades, but within years.
Well, we're already inside the New World Order. We're already in the pot with the bubbles forming at the bottom.
Right. They just don't have the military to control everything yet.
And that's because most of the military and police are not complete psychopaths, but the peer pressure is starting to work on them, and all the TV shows are showing torture and secret arrest is good. Man, I tell you, this is scary.
It is.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's quickly, bam, 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 let's talk to Roy in Missouri. Roy, go ahead.
No, this is Roy in Michigan.
Okay, go ahead, Roy.
I don't know what's happening in other areas, but I know what's happening in my area because I've been out here circulating tapes and evidence for many years. And a lot of the evidence they circulate has been the law enforcement people. And what we got going on in our area, without question, is we have the state police who have the sheriff's department under heavy investigation, and the sheriff's department deputies, they're well aware of that, what's going on, and in the witnessing to them, to these law enforcement people, I've had several of them that have told me that they want to kill the other cops, and this is exactly what is going on, is that when the time comes, they're going to turn the guns at each other. There is no question about it.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a revolution here, which they're going to really cause a bunch of violence. Then the foreign troops come in. And by the way, folks, the head of NATO, the head of the UN, General McKenzie, said that days after 9/11. Other generals have said it. I mean, they're going to use foreign troops. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Pastor Smith on that.
There's no doubt whatsoever that the police are going to be turning against one another, and even the sheriffs being under investigation. Bernadine Smith from out in California, head of the Second Amendment Committee, has reported that sheriffs in Ohio realize that they're trying to eliminate sheriffs.
Well, they're getting rid of sheriff's departments.
Right. And they'll bring in U.S. Marshals to replace them so that they'll be federalized police departments and not localized.
By the way, last week, Pastor, and we have the News 8 article, but there's more in the video of it. It showed them swearing in a whole bunch of APD and county sheriffs, and they go, we're federalized now. Now we're under the UN, and the head cop says this. And then they go, now we can go to other countries and arrest people. And they go, now police can come here from other countries and arrest citizens for their laws. We already see Germans coming here and arresting people for writing a book that's illegal in Germany. So again, I mean, this is on our news. It's happening right now.
Absolutely.
So it's all accelerating.
It'll be done in a matter of years. It will, and there's going to be painful consequences when the American people finally realize it, and then they begin to stand up against it. Then there is going to be, and my prediction is, there will be bloodshed in the streets of America.
Pastor, what do you see happening? How will it unfold?
Well, I think, just like you said, they've planned on occupation of the United States with foreign troops for a long time. Senator Nunn from Georgia actually invited them here to be trained. I went down personally and talked with people at Fort Polk, Louisiana. They admitted they were training them there and had in 1995, 1997, and so on. And they had a continuing program of rotating our National Guards and our military and training them so that they could go house to house, search and seizure. So it's all intact now. And with the Marine base out in 29 Palms that you were talking about, would they fire upon American citizens? That is an absolute fact. There is nothing about it that is not fact. It is truth. And so America is being nationalized right now as far as not locally anymore. And we the people do not have any power whatsoever anymore. It's all on a federal level. That was what the international socialist communists said many years ago, that they had to create crises that would more centralize government in Washington, D.C., so that they only have one victory to win. That was Washington instead of, at that time, 48 separate states, now 50.
Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Thank you for being here, Pastor Smith. Just some quick comments on today's great show. To Mr. Kelly out there in Kentucky, you know, you're in our prayers, and this is a worthy cause you're suffering for. And the fact that this is hurting them so much that they're doing this to you should be a sign for folks to get some more tape from Alex and get them out there and keep hurting them like this. Ramp it up, because this, if this is what they don't want, that they're going to take such drastic action on, then that's what they're going to get more of. The Freemasons are in my town trying to get in through the schools where you can't say a prayer in the secular schools. But
that's it. The Masons are getting the DNA of the children, the biometrics. They're pushing this whole tracking system. And then meanwhile, in Long Island, they're having rituals where they blow people's heads off. Comments on that, Pastor?
Well, we know that they have oaths that they have to take, and that in order to scare those into submission. Now, how often they actually carry these things out, it's all covered up, so we don't know. But we do know that these people who are in charge are Satanists. That's all there is to it. So they're not above doing anything to protect themselves. So I doubt whatsoever that they would not be executing people that would stand in their way. They always have.
Well, we looked it up. There's lots of cases of Masons and Klan meetings where, oh, accidentally somebody gets shot in the head. The police show up and go within an hour and a half, oh, it's just an accident. No investigation, just an accident.
Yeah. Back in the 1980s, there was a lodge in Memphis, Tennessee, put out a contract on me for $100,000. A man drove all the way up there who was a member. He disagreed with him and told me about it.
David Yalop's book, In the Name of the Father, shows that it was probably them that killed the... He didn't die of natural causes, Pope John Paul I. And I just want to say to the good police out there, if you hear them order a roundup of citizens, of supposed terrorists, to pull them in so that the feds can then pull them into a stadium like they do in these third world countries, give folks the head up. Don't, you know, resist this. Give us a fighting chance, and don't turn citizens over to these Nazi usurpers.
Absolutely. You know what, Pastor Smith, if you got to go, you got to go. We could have you for one more segment, little five-minute segment after the break. That'd be great. You want to stay with us, or do you need to go?
Okay, I'll go for one more segment.
That's wonderful, because we'll come back and let Mark and then Diane talk to you, and then that's it for calls for David J. Smith. We'll then come back and take more calls. So one more quick segment. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Oh, Pastor Smith, we haven't plugged your website. What's your website?
It's www.newswatchmagazine.org.
Newswatchmagazine.org. and the toll-free number, 800-516-8736. We'll be back.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, this is our final segment with Pastor David J. Smith, and I'm going to get into a bunch of news to take more of your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Pastor Smith, Alex. Great show. I just got two quick questions. Pastor, I know you're an expert in Masonic and occult symbolism. Here's my question. At the top of our website, remnantofyhwh.com, is an occult shrine that in October 2000 was unveiled to the world by President Clinton and the New World Order forces in Germany. What is your interpretation of the occult significance of the unveiling of this shrine of the four horses atop the six-pillared Brandenburg Gate by the country that spearheaded World War I and II?
Well, they probably...
probably are going to feel that since they are the occult, they're going to fulfill the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They've said so. They've written it in all their writings.
They Army documents say they're going to use the military as the four horsemen for world extermination. That's official Army documents. Thanks for the call, Mark. Diane in South Carolina. Go ahead, Diane. Diane, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, okay, she's gone. We'll go ahead and hang up on her now. Let's go ahead and talk to Debbie in Oklahoma. Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, is there scripture that you could show a Christian that would explain to them how they're not aware and how they're not seeing what's really going on? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of Christians think that Skull and Bones is Christian. They heard it, and, oh, that's just a fraternity, and Bush is just having fun. And I mean, how do you wake somebody up?
Well, that's a very difficult thing, because if a person's mind is not open and willing to accept the fact that evil exists and that there are men who are perpetrating evil upon the world, you're not going to get anywhere with them.
Yeah, I mean, if they can't see it now with Bush saying that losing jobs is good and that cheeseburgers are manufacturing and that, I mean, if you don't, and it's going to sign the assault weapons ban and, you know, Americans have to biometrically scan but foreigners don't have to. I mean, if people think this is conservatism, then they're not going to wake up.
No, they're not.
Okay, Diane's back from South Carolina. Go ahead, Diane.
Pastor, what do you think of this dialectic Jesus out of Christianity that the left side of Christianity is doing and the church growth movement? We've got so much apostasy coming in. Could you talk about that just for a second?
Yeah, the World Council of Churches saying Jesus wants you to turn your guns in. He's going to come back and be our new world leader.
Well, they're setting the world up for someone who is an apostate, who is not going to be, because every Christian should know, if they've ever studied their Bible, that at the seventh trump, Jesus Christ will return, but those who are his will be changed from this flesh body to a glorified spirit-composed body. If you don't receive that spirit-composed body when this guy comes on the scene from the United Nations and the World Council of Churches, then he's an imposter. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's real simple. Okay. And again, folks, any world leader walking around, you know, sitting on a throne, but again, they're going to say, oh, got to support Israel. And this guy from Europe's in Israel, so you better, you know, oh, we're going to be the devils when they're cutting our heads off. I mean, that's the spin I seem to see forming, Pastor. Comments?
Well, let's face it. In Zechariah 12, 13, and 14, it does prophesy that people from the tribe of Judah will come back to the Middle East. They are there. That tells me that the signpost is there, that the end of the age is here, and that there is coming the false system first, because this person is going to sit in the temple in Jerusalem claiming to be God.
And then we're going to have the spin that you got to support Israel or you're not a Christian. You got to support that leader.
That's right. And that is not the case. It is the exact opposite of the Bible. That is the Antichrist.
Boy, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, because a lot of these people think that you could have somebody with red horns, and if they were over Israel, they'd say you got to follow them.
That's right.
Alex.
Yes.
Don't you think that this whole thing with Janet Jackson is trying to get Colt to the radio stations and control them?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be myself and others that are shut off. This is all a big scam, an excuse to divert while they're consolidating to get us off the consolidation issue that everybody was looking at, off into the filth on TV. The filth will disappear for a couple months. It'll be back. Patrick Smith comments on that.
Well, there is a scripture, Amos chapter 8, verse 11 to 13, that says the day will come when there will be a famine of the hearing of the word of God. There has to be the crisis management program to prepare the nation for the elimination of everything Christian, everything that is conservative talk shows with a Christian listening audience.
Bye.
All right, good to hear from you. Pastor Smith, thanks for spending an hour and a half with us, and keep up the great work. If you want a free-year subscription for the 24 years publication, Newswatch Magazine, it's excellent. 800-516-8736, 800-516-8736, and newswatchmagazine.org. Thanks for coming on, Pastor.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in, and a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got loaded phones, but I'm going to go to your calls after I hit the news. There's a bunch of news I didn't get to yet. Before I do that, though, I want to encourage every listener out there to stop procrastinating and get involved in the fight against these people. And as the pastor said, we change people's hearts and minds one heart and soul at a time. We got to wake people up. We got to wake police officers up. We got to wake the firemen up. We got to wake the judges up. We got to wake a lot of these people up. And believe me, you can wake them up, but you have to take action. You have to get involved. And I've made 10 films. Again, I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry other books and videos by great authors and researchers. I authorize you. I want you to make copies of my videos, to get them out to people. We got books on tape by other great authors that are amazing. We got to expose who's behind the terrorism. My books do that. My videos do that. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, the book Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. There's all this great information. George Humphrey's books on tape that are amazing. Very good videos. Very good books on tape. Very good information. Go to Infowars.com. Don't wait. Or PrisonPlanet.com. We need your support. We can do more with your support if you support us. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I always get complaints. I say that too quick, so let me say it again. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. My book's $12. Watson's $19.95. Get us a copy of his book for $11.95 to give us a gift when you buy one. My videos are $25.95, $20 when you order three or more. And again, all of that supports the show and makes it possible. So much more we could do if we had more funds. It all goes back into the fight. All I do is fight the New World Order. You hear me on your local radio station at 2 a.m. doing a live interview until 5 a.m. You hear me, you know, at 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning on your local station. I mean, we're just, because we know how wicked the globalists are, we know we're fighting for humanity. We know the score, folks. We're far beyond driven. And, you know, I have a news show. Every few weeks I'll have a pastor on who I agree with or who I disagree with to expose them. In the case of, you know, gun-grabbing Presbyterian pastors or something. But the world does believe in the devil. Even if you're an atheist and don't believe in God, those that are running things do. You know, that shows that their image of God, what's driving their psyche, is this evil creature. Whether you believe in that entity or not, they believe in it. They're manifesting it in the real world by their actions. I believe that entity is there. I believe in God. I've had the experiences. I look at the cosmos. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, there is no doubt. And so things are confusing to you because you know, haven't looked at this, or you've seen the Bob Tiltons or the rest of them and their idiocy that's put out there to make God look stupid. And to mock God, and you've bought into that, and you know, Darwin was this humanist, and he actually believed in the occult. How many of you know that? I don't get into the whole debate about evolution. I mean, I don't argue about how God created things. You know, that's a whole other debate they just create to have fights over. And so the reason I don't get into a lot of my Christian views on this show is because I don't want to have some big secular fight with everybody who's got all the answers. I just know that they are setting up this beast system. They are creating it. You know, I get emails from New Agers that say, well, I'm a loving, good person, and you know, you don't know that Tony Blair isn't channeling something good, and you know, we're not all bad, and it's not all, you know, ritualistic wickedness, you know. Well, you may not be into that, but let me tell you, where your river flows from is into that. And so don't tell me I'm ignorant, or you can call into this show. I mean, I started out as a secular broadcaster studying the New World Order, the global system, and every time it leads back to 666, pyramids, all-seeing eye, ritualistic abuse, sacrifices. I mean, that's where it always leads. That's where it always goes. And they sure hate real Christians, and it seems that it's only real Christians who are fighting the New World Order. So, you better wake up, people. This is the real deal. You know, most of the sitcoms you see are about witchcraft and ritual and the New Age and, you know, Deepak Chopra's, you know, on PBS every night and all these New Age teachers. That's all okay. That's all acceptable. And the whole world likes all that, but that's just your gateway drugs, folks, basically is the analogy. And then always those evil Christians, they got to be stopped in all the FBI training manuals. And, you know, we stand against you. We stand against all this wicked system, and we're not going to stop. And again, we've got the stories on the website, a big update about the Masons and the Satanic Orders and the ritualistic killings. That's on the site today. And then, of course, a listener pointed out that all the Starbucks coffee shops have got these all-seeing eyes and 666 on the walls. The dollar bills got it. It's just everywhere. Mass conditioning you. A Russian government to install cameras in every Moscow apartment building. See, now it's not just on the streets or in the roads or in the back streets or with little laser systems that listen through your windows. That's happening here. Now Russia says, we've had bombings in the apartments. We got to have them in the apartments or in the apartment buildings when it's the Russian government who's been caught blowing the buildings up. And Moscow was planning to install surveillance, or should we say spy systems, at the entrance of every apartment building in Moscow during the next 3 to 4 years. This news follows a recent idea to take fingerprints of all visitors to Moscow and gives us a good idea of government's desire to have control over the people. All governments are announcing this fingerprinting. This is a global treaty, folks. Many years ago, every flat in Moscow was fitted with a gadget called a radio. This radio was connected with a wire to the station that provided news and music. But as we all know, they could listen both ways. Again, 1984. And now your digital cable does it, little microphone in the box, your OnStar does it, your cell phone does it. Doesn't just track you, listens to you. This isn't freedom, people! I have to explain to you police out there that cameras in school bathrooms isn't America! Listen to this. Truck stops may become fingerprinting collection point. I told you 2 years ago, before Homeland Security even got funding, I saw Governor Ridge in a two-hour symposium with top Fortune 500 CEOs, over 20 of them, and he said, the CAPS II system will start in the airports, it'll go into trucks, then fast food, then agriculture, all jobs in the next 5 years. You will have your national ID card through the local driver's license. You will have four layers of coding to decide what type of job you can have. Bad credit, can't have a job, all of this. I mean, I study these people. And listen, I'm not going to have a job, you know, have to do this. But see, oh, we've got to do it to keep you safe. Says truck stops would become a fingerprint collection point for hazardous waste. See, it's just hazardous waste haulers because they can be terrorists. Via a proposed partnership between NATSO, the National Air Transportation Association, the plan is for the NATA, an association of aviation businesses, services, providers, to furnish the means of fingerprinting truckers, according to, see, it's the airlines doing it, it's the government system, it's the Maritime Administration, it's everything. There's a lot of disinfo in this article. NATA coordinates the fingerprinting of U.S. airport employees, but now it's going to be truck drivers. In turn, NATSO members would receive a fee for each fingerprint NATA collects. The Patriot Act requires the Transportation Security Administration, an agency of the Department of Homeland Security, to fingerprint hazardous materials drivers. Those fingerprints are added to the FBI's national data bank. The TSA is scheduled to begin fingerprinting collection by next month, but states unable to do this by April 1st may request an extension from the TSA. And it says to gas up, you're going to have to thumb scan. A truck stop. So see how this works? By the way, it'll be food service, taxi drivers, people that work on farms or ranches, and they're going to put them in at the Walmarts, feed shops, everywhere. The thumb scanners are going in the stores to track what you buy. It's all happening. Publicly, they said it, they're doing it. But you can see the incrementalism. Broad use of prints to track kids, St. Petersburg Times, and it says... no one at Tuesday's meeting complained about privacy issues, but board member Nancy Bostock and Mary Russell voiced concern about how the issue appeared on the agenda. It was listed on the consent agenda with many other similar purchases. So it wasn't announced, folks. It really represents much more than a simple purchase, she said. This is a significant policy. And it goes, when the idea first was raised last month, some parents and civil liberties groups said the proposal had a Big Brother quality that might threaten student privacy. And again, everyone must be fingerprinted, thumb scanned to get on the bus, GPS tracked. Now they want to put bracelets on all the children to track them, to keep them safe, of course, GPS trackers. And it's going in the 24 area schools, 750 buses. Folks, everything you do, you'll be tracked. Already Finland has this. So, well, I tell you. Spy agencies to monitor emails, they're announcing, from MSN, BC. And they just say, yeah, no more Fifth Amendment. Every email you read will be read by the Pentagon. Just flat out, no more Fourth Amendment. And there's that article, U.S. urged to take lead in issuing biometric passports. The State Department should begin issuing passports with chips containing biometric information later in the year. My folks went on a cruise 3 years ago and had this done to them. An assistant secretary of state says the United States needs to take the lead to encourage other nations to issue similar passports. See, all citizens will have to do this. All countries that I know of are adopting it right now under a UN treaty signed 2 years ago. But foreign illegals from Mexico don't have to do it. That's what Bush announced Saturday. See how that works, folks? Military.com reporting from United Press International, posted on military.com. And this is on Infowars.com right now. An Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran says Army officials at Fort Knox, Kentucky, refused him medical treatment after he talked publicly about poor care at the base, which helped spark hearings in Congress where they admitted there were people with arms and legs blown off, no treatment, just you name it. They had to pay for their own food. And they've confirmed that if you complain, then you're given no treatment. So, but again, I'm evil for saying the troops deserve treatment. If you support the troops, you cut them loose and could care less about them. That's the new double think. GM crop set to get a go-ahead. After 5 years of consultations and tests, UK ministers will today announce the fateful decision to allow GM crops to be grown commercially in Britain. Open air, then it takes over all the other crops, and then you have total monopoly. GM May has given official go-ahead. London Guardian, the government today took a historic and possibly irreversible decision to allow commercial GM crops to be grown in Britain for the first time. And, boy, this is bad news, because then Monsanto claims they own your crops when their species jumps into your crop. Little things can mean a lot. Wired magazine. Nestle is screaming for smoother ice cream. Scientists working in the field of nanotechnology are helping them make it. The Swiss Sweets Company was among hundreds meeting this week at the 2004 Nanotechnology Conference and Trade Show. The company was joined by scientists who presented their visions for nanotubes, nanoparticles, and quantum dots, which could soon revolutionize the fields of medicine and food production. So, nanotech in your food. Microwave beam weapon to disperse crowds. The loving microwave guns are to be mounted on the new police cruisers to control us. They're looking for mass riots. Wonder why. A test of a controversial weapon that's designed to heat people's skin with a microwave beam have shown it can be disperse crowds, but critics are not convinced the system is safe, and it goes into how they're mounting them on police and Humvees to suppress us. It goes on and on. Let's take a few calls, and we'll get back into some top stories. Let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
How you doing, sir? You liberal communist, yo.
Yeah, pro-gun, I'm a commie.
Yeah, well, if you're a good conservative, Alex, you shouldn't be so worried about the government tracking and tracing you.
Well, I'm against Satanism, therefore I'm not a Christian, yeah.
But, it's kind of interesting. You were talking about, cameras in the bathroom. I noticed an article from a few weeks ago, an optometrist, he got sentenced to time in jail because he had cameras in the bathroom at his office.
Yeah, now you're learning the double thing. Let me explain this. A janitor at a public school, an optometrist, that was some pervert up in Round Rock who ran a gym doing this to women. They get time in prison, and they should. But then in Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, New York, they put them in the school bathrooms, and it's good. So, that's the Orwellian double thing.
There's an article from, this is from February, and I wasn't sure if you saw this article. It's from the Associated Press, and I'm reading the copy that Fox News has posted on its website. And it certainly it fits in with John DeCamp's book, the idea that you got to be fairly compromised to climb the ladder with government jobs. I thought this is a pretty phenomenal article. I mean, just absolutely breathtaking, and it's amazing.
Okay, you've told us how breathtaking it is. We got to move on. Tell us.
Ex-FBI watchdog pleads guilty to molesting girl. Washington, the former chief internal watchdog at the FBI has pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl and has admitted he had a history of molesting other children before he joined the Bureau, where it became a two-decade career.
And yeah, that's like the guy that killed all these children for the elite in Belgium. They admit he'd already done it, and they released him 20 years ago. This is how they operate. You've got the head guy over CPS in Florida with the 3,000 missing kids. Turns out it's a three-time convicted pedophile. I'm telling you, and then they'll go bust somebody who didn't do anything and then run all these stings on innocent people. Meanwhile, it's the institution. The globalists know how to get their own compromised people in, absolutely.
Now, get this, and his name was John Condon.
I actually saw the article. I think I covered it. You ought to email it to me again, though.
It's amazing how that stuff gets glossed over. I was like, okay, we got like a senior, running the Office of Professional Responsibility for the FBI.
And they knew that he was into all that, yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's incredible. But anyway, take care, Alex, and God bless you, liberal commie.
All right, well, thank you. Yes, we're against open borders. We are liberal. Let's go ahead and talk to Kara in Colorado. Kara, go ahead.
Alex, how are you? Had a couple comments. One thing I wanted to let you know, I was up at Red Rocks above Denver this Sunday and happened to see a chronology of what went on up there from about the early 1900s forward, including concerts and all kinds of stuff. But they even started before the thing was constructed, which was in the 1930s. June 29th, 1913, a satanic ritual was performed there, the cremation of Care and the ordination of the goddess of prosperity.
Now, wait a minute. You're up at this place, and they're admitting that they do these rituals?
It was just a listing, yeah.
A listing. I mean, I'm not familiar with Red Rock. Tell us about it when we get back.
Sure.
Yeah, don't hang up. I want to. They say cremation of Care. Well, that's a high-level Illuminati ceremony. Very Christian.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. Alex Jones here, back live, final segment of this Wednesday transmission. Kara, you say you're up at Red Rock. I've heard of Red Rock, Colorado. I mean, specifically, where were you? What is this place? What did you read?
That is Red Rock's amphitheater.
Red Rock Amphitheater. Okay.
That's right, and it's world famous. All kinds of people have played there. It was constructed in the 1930s, but before that, even the Native Americans saw that it was a very sacred place. And they recently built a visitor center there, and it has all kinds of displays and things. And one of the things that it shows is a chronology of events that occurred
now,
there.
Now, is this a hewn into rock, or is this a wood structure?
It's got a couple of rocks on the side and one down at the bottom, and it forms a perfect amphitheater, natural amphitheater.
Okay, I've heard of that. So what did they say about it?
On June 29th, 1913, which is numerologically a 22, which is the same number of stars, incidentally, that are around the Paramount Mountain on television, and you know, the Paramount
studios. Yeah, I understand.
Studios. Anyway, it's there was just a listing, and there was nothing that happened 3 years before or 9 years afterwards. But there was an actual just listing, and all it said was real simple. It said cremation of care, and either coronation or ordination, I forget, of the goddess of prosperity.
Wow, that's amazing. So they just that's inside the building, just behind
Yeah, they have a visitor center right above the amphitheater itself.
So where is that displayed in there? Is it displayed in a carving, or is it like a piece of paper?
It's like a wall display. It's a permanent wall display. Very well done. You know, like I said, as time goes on, then they start showing like concerts, like Stevie Nicks and all the folks that played up there.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so was that interesting for you? Because we have the cremation of care ceremony on video from Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, actually, at the time that I saw that, I wasn't aware of that. And I went to a meeting where we talk about your kind of stuff, and I mentioned it to my brother who had seen that tape, and he really just blew me away when he said that was exactly what you covered in the Bohemian Grove tape.
Yeah, it's a ritual about not having a conscience. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
About being zombies to the New World Order. Interesting ritual. Let's go ahead and talk to Randall in Texas. Randall, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to say thank you to you and Tex Mars and to David J. Smith and John Statmiller and all the people. And I think y'all are the real rush to the truth instead of a bunch of ditto heads. But I wanted to tell people that David J. Smith is going to be at the Truth Seekers meeting in Austin here this coming Tuesday, which is the 16th at the old San Francisco Steakhouse.
And what time on I-35?
7 o'clock in the afternoon, and it can be a dinner event. It's optional, and it'll be via video, I think. I don't think he can work it into his schedule, but is Bible Prophecy Coming to America?
All right, Randall, what else is on your mind?
Oh, I tell you, y'all are doing a great job, and yes, I agree with everything I'm hearing, and I've been listening to you for many years, and I'll just let somebody else get on, and we need to wake more and more people up.
Absolutely, good to hear from you. Last caller, Mike in Illinois, go ahead. Okay, Mike's gone. Who's up next? Vox, go ahead. Always interesting. Vox, you going to say anything, or are you done?
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, go ahead.
Vox in New York. I've had my own problems with this Bush Nazi. I've been watching this Massachusetts Freemason program called My Chip. You know about that?
Yeah, they want to. They call it the Chip program. Right now it's biometrically enrolling them. Is this Vox New York?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy with the website.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could get you on as a guest.
Well,
email
sure.
me your contact info at tips@infowars.com.
All right, I'll send it out.
What else? Just real quick, go ahead and finish
up. Well, it's just how much you want to bet that this is going to be the subdermal microchips by these very same people in just short order. So.
And they're up there busy blowing each other's heads off in rituals, but...
Well, that's just east of me, yeah. But these guys up in Massachusetts, they've already done over 177,000 kids. So, and the cops are working with them, and it's in elementary
Very school. Scary. We're out of time. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.